Time check 712, News Radio, WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside. Speaking of the Browns, come Sunday, get your pink on. Tonight you got a nice pink golf shirt or a, have to get you in a pink long sleeve shirt
or
something.
Yes.
Yeah. Special day on Sunday. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month nationwide. The Cleveland Browns and the National Football League putting a lot of emphasis on this. And Renee Harvey, the Browns, with us on the line for the next few. Morning, Renee.
Good morning.
Hey, first of all, a couple things. The NFL, it is a huge number as far as the females that, do follow the National Football League. So this is a great way for the NFL, for the Browns, to connect with women and, get it out there about breast cancer awareness, right?
You're absolutely right. You know, and we've partnered with, not only with the NFL, but also the NFLPA, as well as the American Cancer Society for a national campaign called Crucial Catch, Annual Screening Saves Lives. And so that's really what we're trying to convey to through the men, but to, share with the women in their lives that starting at the age of 40, women need to receive that annual mammogram and that a Crucial Catch really can hopefully save lives. So most of our focus will be most apparent at our home game on this Sunday versus the Titans.
Every year when we do the campaign, I always say, look, guys, our job is to ask your better half, when have you had a checkup?
Mm-hmm.
Get that done. And,
no, you're absolutely right.
And ladies, get it done. And Sunday we're going to remind you in so many ways. Huh, Renee?
Absolutely. You know, the disease has hit home for, so many people within our own organization, starting right with Coach Holmgren, his wife Kathy. Kathy is a survivor. Josh Cribbs, he lost his grandmother, Scott Fujita, Joe Thomas, and Phil Dawson as well. And so we're going to do things at the game starting, you know, outside the stadium. Fans are going to see, they're going to receive pink ribbons as they enter, lots of pink signage, scoreboards once they get inside, field stencils. The players and, officials, of course, will be wearing pink apparel from top to bottom. Our Browns women's organization is getting involved wearing their pink jerseys. So very thrilled that, this is really infiltrating the entire game day experience.
And there will be activities on the field just prior to the game, correct, Renee?
You're right. And, of course, we're going to try to honor all of a lot of the breast cancer survivors through the American Cancer Society, even supporting youth that are supporting the cause through the Akron Public Schools. We've got some eighth graders that are going to come down and, hold our spirit flag, and through the Cleveland Clinic, the nurses and the medical personnel that work with breast cancer survivors. So really trying to support a wide variety of folks that are involved with, the cause.
It'll kick off Sunday, Cleveland Brown Stadium, so get your pink on for the game. More info at ClevelandBrowns.com. Also next week, Panera Bread, proud supporter with the Browns breast cancer awareness efforts. You'll be able to purchase a special Browns travel mug for $10. A portion of those proceeds will benefit the Cleveland Clinic Tossig Cancer Institute. And Panera will also be selling those great pink ribbon bagels that they do each and every year and helps out the Cancer Institute as well. So a lot of info, but bottom line, at the game Sunday, be aware of why the pink is around and be a part of it. Right, Renee?
Absolutely, and fans can find out more information at obviously clevelandbrowns.com and our Browns Facebook and Twitter pages.
Excellent. Renee, thanks much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Renee.
Thank you very much.
All the best. Renee Harvey of the Cleveland Browns, Sunday, big day across the National Football League as pink will be everywhere. 7:15, News Radio WTAM 1100. Your info to go with Wills and Snyder. Thank you for being there and making us part of your morning. We appreciate it.